Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go. Go, go, go.
My lord, kumbaya. Can't go wrong. I mean, it's got Dada in the title of the track, and that's all you need, really. But that's the Stolen Moans from LA, who I've played before on here, with the new track Dada Catapult. Fantastic stuff. Jolly good. Keep sending me your doings, because I like playing it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Flipping dragged up again. What are they doing on the show yet again? Every 10 minutes. Oh, I don't know. It's outrageous. That's a track off High on Ripple. Their new LP, which you can go and buy on Cruel Nature Records, of course. And that was A Young Person's Guide to Going Backwards in the World. And we all know where you're coming from, dragged up. Let's face it, because that's, we're all doing that, really. Right, what have I been doing? Oh, blah, I haven't really been doing anything. What a surprise. I also come up with some things, shouldn't I, really? But I could make them up. Yeah, I just climbed up the Great Pyramid of Cheops, right? And in me pumps. No, I didn't.
Let's take a ride. Ride with me.
Yeah.
kind of halfway there with me if you've got a good name for your band. And Jaguar 777 certainly ticks the boxes. So, and that was Death Ride. And they're from Cleveland, it's just come out, so you know where to go. I don't need to explain. Anyway, Mrs. Shen's, because it was me Nipper's 21st birthday. Eh, where's the time go? And so Mrs. Shen's gone up to meet her mum and the Nipper up in York, where the Nipper's at university, to have a bit of a, 21st celebration. And I can't go, because I hadn't got back from climbing up the Great Pyramid of Cheops in my pubs, right. So I stayed at home to look after the kitchen. And it's doing all right. It's doing all right.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, we have a go for main engine start. We have main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 4. Delivering your weekly twang there. The Hamiltones from Buffalo, New York, with Blast Off from their LP In Space. Now, obviously, this is irrelevant if you live in Venezuela, but
I quite like, The Apprentice with Dubries. As long as you fast forward through all the boring bits and just wait till the arguments and somebody getting kicked out. But the thing that gets me right is they get the phone call in the morning. Somebody runs down the stairs all athletically and goes, all right, Alan Amstrad wants to see you at somewhere in London. The car will pick you up in 20 minutes, right? And they run back up the stairs to wake everybody else up, and say there's 12 of them, and they go, okay, wake up, the car's here in 20 minutes. Well, that's just not true. Because, you know, as you know, right, you spend a few minutes trying to find your socks that you chucked on the floor the night before. Then you got to join the queue to the bog to have a dump. Right, there's 12 of you, and you're all queuing up outside the lavvy. And, some people, you just go, right? And other people, it's like, So, and then, so it's 20 minutes. Nah, why? That's just nonsense. Still, I've written to the producers and I'm awaiting their reply. Splendid. That's H-A-H, who I played last month, actually. But, you see, I used to be, I have to find something new. I shouldn't play anything by the same band, right? Because I'm really amazing and, I'm novel and unique, right? But that's actually nonsense, because if I find an LP that I listen to regularly, and I think, this is a blooming good track as well. I'll play it to me viewers, right? Because I want you to go and have a listen. And the LP is called Hypercut. Excuse me. And that track was... no, it wasn't, actually. That was me yawning. La Roche et la Rouleur. Probably. But they're from Monaco, and you know where to find them. But go and listen to the LP, because it's flipping brilliant, right? And I've listened to it loads over the last few weeks, and that's how it should be, right? You find something that's good, and you play it to death, and then you move on, right? It's a band called Duds from Manchester with No Remark, which came out in 2017. Right, so we'll say 7 years ago. And I never heard that, you see, but I was doing my show then. I should have heard it, shouldn't I? I should have trawled through Bandcamp and found it. But I didn't, so, you know, it's all rubbish. Really, isn't it? Anyway, how you doing? Hope you're all right. It's all a bit weird out there, isn't it? It's all a bit so slightly scary. Well, very scary, to be perfectly honest. Best stay in, draw the curtains, put on the telly, and talk to your dog.
Was on one summer's evening, all in the month of May.
Taken from head to toe, and the
of the rather fantastic Terry Dean and the Night Beats with Bus Ride. And, yeah, I need lots of work done on the house, right, and I've got no money. So I applied to DIY SOS on the telly, right? So, you know, embellished a few things, and we'll see what happens. But if all these people come and mend me house for nothing and I get on the telly, it's sort of win-win-win-win-win, isn't it? But if you don't ask, you don't know. Jukies, J-U-K-E-E-Z, I think from Montreal, with White Liquor, and that's you can find that on Chaputo Records, so you know where to go. So they're fantastic. I can do something to eat now, but you know, it's a bit bad just popping down to the kitchen and making myself a couple of Villevons when I'm supposed to be doing a radio show. So, I won't. I'll play a track instead. Yes, I will. And this is it. Heavy as fuck. We'll be right back. Redox was right to keep Evie as Verge. Because there are some belters out there. And that was halfway to Gone. I know nothing about whatsoever. But with a track called King of Mean. And Darn Fine, to be perfectly honest. But, right. What's on the telly? I don't know. Kin. That's quite good. So I've been watching that. But this is a radio programme. So I have to play records. And this is a record.
I don't want to be a part of the scene, boy, I'd like to be invited to the party. I don't want to be a part of the scene, boy, I'd like to be invited to the party. I don't want to be a part of the scene, boy, I'd like to be invited to the party. I don't want to hang out with your mate, but I'm surprised that you don't want to invite me along. Come on!
Dumb Posh Hippies with DPH, which sort of probably stands for Dumb Posh Hippies. And that's off that Ball Poo 2024 on Rota Vinyl. Obviously not Ball Poo, but I can't swear on the radio because, I'm thinking of my listeners and their tender mental state. Oh God, have you got a tender mental state? Oh well, I hope not, because a lot of people seem to have, and it's quite sad, really, isn't it? But it's the world we live in, because it's rubbish at the moment, really. There are good things, the sky, looking at the sun, and the clouds, and things like that, and loving each other. Those are nice things, but the rest of it's all really nasty and unpleasant, so which is fairly disturbing. But I'm there from Nipper, who's having this fantastic time up in York with Mrs. Shend and her gran. And she was dancing, right? She was dancing. She had a dance competition. So, but I've had no reports. I mean, nobody gets in touch with me and tells me what's going on. I'm just daddy.
Hello,
I mean, that's great, and I've never heard that before the other day. That's a band called Blom from 4 years ago with Be Kind from an LP called Flower Violence. And they're from Newcastle-upon-Tyne. And I mean, you just think, God, there's so many gaps in your musical knowledge. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Let's see if Hazel over in Redditch can put all that to rights. Right. Hazel, hello, how are you doing? Welcome to the chat.
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here, and this is my tune of the week. Enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Yeah, Lebowski. You obviously heard me play Church of Fonz, Hazel, and thought, that's rather good. I'll check out Lebowski. And you found that one on one of the on their LP, The Best Love Songs of the Love for the Songs and the Best, which is a pretty weird title for an album, isn't it? And that was Casa Comanche. So another excellent choice, Hazel. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Can I top that? No.
Don't have to feel alone. Stuck.
you never know what you're going to get here on the Spinning Man, do you? That was Videophone by Natalie Sweet. Well, I think from LA. Hang on a minute. Is it from LA? Yeah, of course it's from LA. And sort of glam rock, really, isn't it? And I'll play that for Nick Parlo, because he's donated another £58,000 to the podcast version of this show. So, which, of course, you can all join in and, you know, donate some money, which might pay for the front of my house, in case DIY SOS don't come through with the goods. But hopefully they will. You never know, do you? Ah, dear, it's all a sort of game, isn't it, life, right? It's sort of, you play, and hopefully you win, and sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But that's the way it is, isn't it? Scanners, absolutely marvellous, from Lyon in France. And they've got a new album out called LP3, and that's a track called No Return, and you know where you can find it. But go and buy it, because, I mean, anything by the Scanners, except it looks like Scanners, but yeah. Just brilliant. Devo, core, egg, punk, whatever you want to call it. It's flipping great. Hurrah. Anyway, more music. Here we go. Yes.
Yeah, we did it. We were first in outer space. Big, hairy deal. Then suddenly it started.
Hear that test tube, Jackie? It's the cosmic rays. I warned you about them. And here they come.
Absolutely marvellous man or astro man. I think the track's called Inside the Atom. But it might not be, but it's from 1996. So that's loads of information. Anyway, probably at least one more and then Dare the Disc Jockey Arms.
Think about the way I'll bring you down. You hurt me and made me up to look like a clown. You thought your fun and games were really gonna end up in favor you. You lied when you said you loved me, you know it's something that you never do. Now I'm gonna make you back for love. I'm talking about the way I'll say goodbye. I'm leaving now and you know why. You hurt me so bad, you made me so sad. Girl, I've got to leave now, you're driving me mad. I'm through with all the fun and games that you thought would last. Now I'm gonna make it back for life.
Well, big thanks to Alan Freeman putting that on the jukebox. The Shady Days with I'll Make You Pay. And he's bought all of us a Cinzano. Thanks, Alan. Great show. See you next week, barring incident. And spread it around, spread it around.